Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Steve Martin is our guest, our good friend, longtime, more than 16-year member of our Brain Trust, author of the outstanding books, all the different outstanding books on profitability, including Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. He is the Profit Pro, profitpro.us, right, Steve?
Yes, thank you, Jim.
Profitpro.us. Go ahead, Steve.
You know, just before break, you were making the comment about how many of our all communities are small, even in large cities.
Mm-hmm.
Communities are small. Our networks are small.
Large cities have neighborhoods, don't they?
Oh, boy. And everyone has their own personal network. And if you have a customer that's really causing problems, you can't satisfy them reasonably, they're going to be telling their network. Well, Jim, that is really a fundamental principle of your new book.
Yeah.
The age of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that we start to lose control to a real extent over the information that is out there in the marketplace and people make decisions on.
Yep.
It's that user-generated content that you talk about,
mm-hmm.
that where the online reviews or the discussion on the social media sites that can really kill you. So the bottom line is, if you have a customer you cannot satisfy, you are far better off to let them go away, and even if you have to pay them to go away.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, you know, and if you don't let it get out of hand, and this is something that we do really well, Steve. We let things get out of hand as small business owners because we're so darn pathologically optimistic. You know, we just believe that we can save every puppy, right?
I mean, yep,
and, you know, and we just do not like to fail. And if we quit something, if we fire somebody, if even an employee, that's the reason why we don't get rid of employees when we should a lot of times, is we just do not like to fail. And when we do those things, it sounds like a failure. But if we could be a little more proactive, a little more intentional and deliberate, when we see something that looks like it's starting to stink a little bit, just say, look, John, I'm not sure we're the kind of we're what you need to service you, and so what, you know, let's part company before we wind up not liking each other. What do you think about that, Steve?
I think that's perfect advice, Jim. You really have to do that, and if you're alert enough, sometimes you'll see the signs coming early on, and you can avoid even entering into a relationship with someone like that.
Oh yeah! Oh, I've done that.
But you.
Oh, no, haven't you gotten somebody to call you up or contact you about doing business, and you already knew a little bit about them, and you knew. I mean, here's the thing: if they call you up, it's not too hard to figure out whether they left somebody else or not.
Well, and that's the thing, and that's one of the key clues. If they've left somebody and you can't figure out why, well, maybe there's a reason that's going on, something in the closet there that you really need to figure out and pay attention to.
Here's another thing. What about this company that would never give you any business, and all of a sudden they start wanting to do business with you, and they want you to give them credit?
Absolutely.
And then you find out that, then you do a little snooping around, you find out the reason they want you to give them credit is because they're on COD with everybody else now.
Yeah, nobody else will trust them because they've proven who they are,
they've fallen on hard times. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're bad people. It just means that they're having tough times. Well, I'm not telling you not to do business with them. I'm just telling you to forewarned is forearmed.
Yeah, absolutely, and if you are going to do business, maybe it is COD, or there's something else
mm-hmm.
going on. But
mm-hmm.
yeah,
or you say, okay, I tell you what, I'm going to give you $1,000 limit, and you help me out, and as long as you keep it within $1,000, you say, you know what, John, I've known you a long time, I'll take a $1,000 risk on you. You know, you say something like that. I mean, just be, because otherwise, and see what happens, Steve, and this is the key thing that we're talking about. What happens is we start thinking about the sale, making a sale. And folks, you don't keep what you sell, you keep what you earn on the bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you think that top line, that gross revenue, but in the end, it may not be there.
You know, well, even if you need the cash, if they don't pay you, you don't have the cash.
Well, in fact, you've lost cash because you've outlaid money to service the sale.
That's exactly right.
You've sold the goods. You owe your creditors.
I wrote an article one time. The title was something to the effect of, "Did you make a sale or a loan?"
Yeah, there you go. You know, one of the things you talked about, the optimism of the entrepreneur.
Pathologically.
And that is so important. But the reality is, and I've seen this all too often recently, Jim, there's some thieves out there. There are private individuals and there are companies that make a habit of buying things with the full intention and awareness that they're never going to pay
totally, for. Totally without values, totally without morals. Literally have no, they sleep, and here's the thing, folks, they sleep just fine at night.
Boy, they sure do, and they sleep well in their summer cottages and vacation homes and all of that stuff, too,
exactly.
Because they're doing it on the back of people that they've...
You got to do your homework, you got to check behind folks, you got to check the credit, you got to check the references, you got to do all that. Employees, customers, prospects, all those. Hey, Steve, hang on, we're going to take a quick break. Folks, we'll be right back with Steve Martin. More to come on how to help you sustain your business long term by being more profitable with customers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.